The ABC 8 p.m. game on Saturday night, Notre Dame, USC out in the Coliseum. Two teams are headed in the opposite direction. Southern Cal is likely playing for their coach's job. The Irish are playing to lock up a playoff spot. Notre Dame wins, they're in, no questions asked.
Coach, I can't tell you how many times I've heard comparisons from the 2012 Notre Dame team to this year's team. First, that team from 6 years ago has nothing to do with the 2018 Irish team. But when I'm asked to compare them, I see this year's team better in every phase of the game. And the biggest difference I see is the physicality, the physical difference. The 2012 team, they were weak in the secondary. This year's defensive backfield, they're faster and they play more physical.
I really like this Notre Dame team. And I want to emphasize team. They are a unit. They play together. They're not any superstars on that team. Ian Book, he replaced Brandon Wimbush at quarterback about 3-4 weeks into the season at the Wake Forest game. And Brandon Wimbush, he's still a great team member. He came back and he filled in that Florida State game when which game was it he filled in? It was the Florida State game, wasn't it?
It was the Florida State game because the line opened 17, went down to 15, then went back, and then he performed great.
And they won that game. Ian Book comes back against Syracuse. But, again, no drama whatsoever. They are a true team, and I like them. And I like their chances in the playoffs. I'm not saying that they're the most talented team. I know they're not going to be favored over anybody. But I like this unit. They play well together. But I've been asked on many shows this week, well, why should Notre Dame get into the playoffs when they're only playing 12 games? They don't even have to play a conference championship game. And the funny thing is that, you know, this has been Alabama fans. And in spite of Notre Dame's resume, the Irish just aren't getting a ton of respect. And I try to remind these Alabama fans, well, wait a second. You only played 12 regular season games last year, and you didn't play in the conference championship game. Well, that doesn't count. You know, we play in the Southeastern Conference. Well, again, this Notre Dame team, they are a good football team regardless what anybody thinks. And I think they can give anybody trouble.
Well, you're talking about – you've been listening to Alabama fans. I've been hearing it from Big 12 fans, and I'm in the same position. I'm like, hold on. Okay, this Bob Stoops and Mack Brown conspired to not have a championship game to improve your chances. You didn't have a championship game for all those years, and so now you want the Big 12 champion to get in over an undefeated Notre Dame team because, quote, they don't have a championship game. Look, every conference, every team, I understand that it's their position where they have to make a case for their particular team. But the bottom line is, every conference is different, and you have to rank the teams by what they are. And it seems like in order to build your team up, they have to knock down a Notre Dame or whomever.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And I know you told me before that when you look at when Vegas looks at the whole unit, they don't have a lot of respect for Notre Dame right now.
Well, it's not that they don't respect Notre Dame. Remember, they have to set the point spread based off public perception, but especially the sharps, because that's who really matters as far as the wagering. But heading into this weekend, here is what Vegas has as the top seven college football teams. And again, these rankings are based off of potential head-to-head meetings that would be played on a neutral field. Number one is Alabama, two is Clemson, three is Michigan, four is Georgia, five is Oklahoma, six Notre Dame, and seven Ohio State. Now, I have Notre Dame ranked well ahead of Oklahoma. I have Notre Dame ranked well ahead of Ohio State. But that's what the rankings are based off of what the point spread would be on a neutral field. The bottom line is, regardless of Vegas rankings or Big 12 or SEC people pointing out that Notre Dame doesn't play in a championship game, the bottom line is, if Notre Dame beats USC, they're going to be in the playoffs. And if they get in, they're going to be an underdog in Vegas, no matter who they face in that semifinal game.